Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Amy, we're back for another season. I don't feel nearly as tanned as I would like to, nor am I, you know, misted by ocean breeze. But we're here to talk about people who are. Are you ready for this?
I think as ready as we can be. There's a lot to unpack, just like Robbie and his many flip-flops or
and many
shorts.
Bathing suits yeah. And pocket squares.
Exactly.
Dude, you don't need pocket squares at the beach. Come on, man.
No. No, no, no. But yes, we have a lot to cover and yet not a lot.
Yeah, but no
roast
ceremony.
Like no roast ceremony. So how are we going to do this? But how do you feel about it being back? We had our feelings from earlier.
Yeah,
we've had some time.
We felt our feelings. We've had some time. You know, I'm relatively glad it's back. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, did they handle the scandal the best way? Probably not. Could it have gone worse? Oh, absolutely.
Right.
So we're right in the middle of where I feel. Actually, I feel like we're more to the positive side of the direct middle.
That it could have gone. Could have gone a lot worse. That's
it could
true.
Have gone so much worse. Mm-hmm. And I guess we shouldn't be praising that, but when your standards are as low as they are, when we're watching The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, like, listen, this is where I'm at tonight. I cried at an commercial for a new ABC show that's clearly a comedy. And I thought
that was
the mayor.
Oh, okay.
Where a rapper wants his mixtape out there, so he joins the mayoral race and then he wins. And then he just makes a positive. I'm gonna start crying talking about this, so I need to stop.
And you don't have the jade excuse of being very pregnant.
No,
as far
I,
as
don't.
I know.
As far as I know.
Yes.
Dear Lord, please. And I also was like, for like 3.3 seconds, I was like, Alex is kind of hot. And then he started speaking and I was like, nope, I'm out. I'm out again. And I was also kind of like, maybe I don't hate Taylor. So that's where I'm at tonight.
Okay.
Emotionally. So- Like how they handle the scandal, I'm not at my absolute lowest, but I'm not my absolute best, so here we are.
You're deconflicting some things tonight, as Alex would say.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
So let's start. Let's go back. Let's go back to the beginning.
Tonight
back
one.
To when the earth, the stars, the sun all aligned.
Mm-hmm. When it all looked fine.
When perfect, it could be so perfect, trying to fit a square into a circle.
Yeah, we had a very quick Chris Harrison opener on night
Which
one.
Which made me want to end it all,
yeah.
Frankly.
I really was concerned. I thought, okay, they're just totally breezing over. They didn't really delve into it until the next day. But like the way he was phrasing it on night one was just like, oh, and so production was stopped. Everyone knows. And then we came back and let's move on and let's try to distract everyone with, you know. It just seemed odd that they're like, let's just show everything for 2 days and not sort of allude to anything really. And it just felt, it was more uncomfortable watching night one than night two. I think night two, they handled it better.
Yeah, I feel like because we were, you know, we knew what was coming. So mm-hmm. that's kind of all we were focused on. And then once it was over, we were like, oh, okay, we can move on.
Right. Right. It was sort of. I, you know, as much as we complain about the two nights back to back, I think at least this week it helped to kind of see when they came back. Oh, wait, this relationship changed because otherwise we would have forgot by that time.
I mean, like, as much as we can say about this and everything, and I don't want to say this as like a positive in any way. Mm-hmm. I just want to like, I just find it interesting. The dynamic shift because we've never seen that happen mid-season before. So, you know,
right.
I kind of liked hearing like, oh yeah, Dean and Christina went to Kentucky for, you know, the week and a half that they were out. You know, Raven ghosted everyone. And
right.
then Amanda realized that Alex was awful and, you know, and this and this. And so like, I thought that was a super interesting component to the show. And I kind of appreciate that. They weren't hiding that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like it
That's
really
good because they really could have. They could have been like, okay, act as if it's like
they could
it's
just
your
protect.
Third day with this person. But no, like they acknowledge These people were still chatting. These people weren't. And it really was like this alternate reality formed. It's like you wonder what would have happened if, you know, Ben and Raven were like clicking from day one, or Dean and Christina didn't have the interruption and all these things. And we saw those kind of things change. Some people that looked like it was just a given, like we knew where those roses were going on that first rose ceremony. Now we really aren't quite sure.
And it gives this like not even illusion, but just kind of this feeling for me that it's more real almost. Like I can put myself in the time in which like this was happening. And I can, you know, I don't know. I just feel like more part of the story.
Yeah, it's true.
Because like I know what I was like, I don't even know how to describe it, but like I know what was going through my mind at that point. And, you know, hearing people are going back and, you know, which people were going back.
Right. We saw people tweeting when they were back. We didn't think they're coming back. So
it just felt more IRL to me. Like we were kind of almost watching like Big Brother live feeds just on like a 3 week delay. Because really, it's only been like 3 weeks since they've gotten home.
Right. It's like they were just in sequester for a little while and then they came back and it's like, here's what was happening in the jury house. Yeah, it's really interesting. Well, after the Chris opener, we kind of get the different people showing up. Raven is first. She was sort of the first one announced on Paradise, kind of the belle, I think, of Paradise this season.
And I think that's really, I don't know if it's like kind of this or they did this on purpose or it's her personality, but she's really like bloomed into the leader of Paradise, which I kind of love. I forgot how much I like Raven. I think in the last couple months, I've really been like, oh no, I like Rachel better than Raven. And it's kind of like, well, they're two completely different people. I don't really have to choose which one I like better. I think I was doing that because a lot of people were like, well, Raven should be the Bachelor. And I was very in a Team Rachel camp.
Right.
I think this is a perfect setting for Raven. And she has a bunch of one-liners. She's not afraid to say exactly what she's feeling. And she's like a breath of fresh air. And I truly forgot how much I like her. And I'm so glad she's back. And I'm so glad she's like, Haley, I'm awesome. This is why.
That's so funny. Yeah, it's been a while. Like, maybe just because of Rachel's season, I've kind of forgotten about like what we really liked about her. And as she was progressing with Nick, we didn't see all those sides. Whereas now we can see when she's like dissing Robbie. It's hilarious.
So funny.
And she's got a lot of people there, a lot of guys coming there with their sights set on her. And
she's like not high on her own dick about it.
Right. And she, I think, gives good advice to the other women there. And it's just kind of a calming presence, but also a realistic presence. And like, I loved what she said about she wouldn't mind the Jaden Tanner story, but she wouldn't mind the Evan and Carly thing, which we'll get to later as well, that we get to see their wedding. And then they kind of set up Dean to be like, you know, talking about everyone coming for one person. They have Christina show up and Danielle show up, where it's just Dean. And I think that was, of course, by design, that they probably all put Dean down on their list and starts the conflict off a little bit. But I think, you know, those three women were all like, they weren't, I don't know, they were still like nice about it. Like, oh,
yeah, still it wasn't like, I'm going to stab you because you're talking to him. But it's like, well, I would have liked to go on a date with him.
Exactly. Yeah, he's definitely on everyone's list.
I also forgot how beautiful Danielle is.
Right.
Like, she's very pretty. I don't know why I forgot, but she's just, I was just like, I'm just like taken by her.
All of them. Like, I know we loved Christina.
All of the women are so fantastic. I love each and every one of them. Even Taylor, I'll take. Lacey, I'll tolerate. But like, especially compared to these men, like there's like half a good man out there. Where all these women are just like,
no wonder they're glomming 14s. Onto Dean, right?
Yeah.
Even they were giving Ben Z, who we were just like, why wasn't he on this before? They're giving him like the sleepy dodo music because all he talks about is his dog Zeus. But that's not a problem for you, Haley, right?
No, it's not. Like, that conversation was happening and I was like, I was like, oh, yeah. Talk to me about your dog, Benzy.
Black and brown combo. Love that. Dog fur.
Yeah. Like, so. And I know you're an even bigger dog person than I am. So I knew this was like completely working for you. And it's so funny that Raven was like,
Right.
Cool.
Yeah. And he's another one where it's like Raven said she ghosted, and it's, you know, it's interesting that just after a couple of days they get to see the guy's real game, or like how they act in real life when they have access to their Twitter and texting and all these things. It's kind of funny. So I do remember on Caitlin's podcast, she mentioned about like Benzie only talked about the weather with her. So that sort of illuminated
so funny
that maybe there's not a lot going on there.
Maybe. So maybe we've like really set them up in our minds about I think they're listening to our podcast, A, because they put Benzie on the show finally.
Right.
B, because Jack Stone was like, well, yeah, I know some people think I'm a serial killer. And I was like,
is that it? Right.
To be fair, Jack Stone, we call a lot of people serial killers around here.
Just
think about that opera guy from a couple seasons.
It's an honor for each season.
Yeah. Our boyfriend of the season and the serial killer of the season.
Right. Because we usually identify one in the draft before we realize, and then one whose personality comes out. Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, so that's another one of those guys that you're probably referring to as like not quite up to par as what if we were picking the cast.
I'll tell you who I like. Okay. I like Diggy, obviously, who proved to me time and time again this evening why he's our podcast boyfriend and why we love him so much. B, Dean, even though I think his edit is going to tank this season and people are not going to be in love with him after this as they were after The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
And Benzie's hot. But like you said,
and Vinny?
I do have a very soft spot in my heart for Vinny. Mm-hmm. But do I call him top quality dude? I'll give him just below top quality.
Okay.
No, I love
the accent helps, right?
Yeah, I was at one point Alexis and Vinny were talking and I was like, oh my god, how cute, two Jersey kids just talking. I'm like, Vinny's not from Jersey. I've made just that
sounds
up.
Like
I've just put that on him,
right? He's from Florida. But it seems like it's got to be somewhere in there. Alexis. Somewhere his mom, remember, his mom had that
girl's got accent. A Jersey accent to call home about. All right.
Right. So let's talk about some of the other people there that didn't quite make your list. Iggy.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck. Hey, here's my thing. After the season, all of the guys who were on his season seemed to dig Iggy.
Right.
So I went into the season being like, I'm going to like him. I'm going to just
give him a chance.
I'm just going to give him a chance. And then he goes and ruins it for me by just being himself, which is really unfortunate.
Yes.
Be yourself unless yourself sucks, and then be someone else who's better.
Yeah, take notes from some of these other guys that were on our list.
Iggy, you're hanging out with Diggy all the time. Take a hint.
Okay. They do show DeMario showing up in kind of the... I don't know what would the word be, just sort of the
reaction.
Doubt, the reaction, like, oh, if he shows up, like Raven was saying, I'm going to tell him off. But they kind of breeze past it quite like they're just like, are you single? Okay. And kind of, you know.
And I think it's important to say that during their group therapy session that they all were pretty fond of DeMario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I appreciated the ones who made sure to call out Corinne and that they were also thinking of her, but it did seem like it was nice to see everybody sort of on the same page. And you'd think if there was any question in the cast's mind, I don't think they're, you know, some of them did say, I wasn't sure about coming back. And I like to believe that they wouldn't proceed if they felt that there was something.
Mm-hmm.
Ill toward happening.
But like they said, they were there, we were not. We can only talk about what we saw and what we were told by them, and you know, I don't know, form your own opinions and be your own human and stuff. But
right Let's see who else we have. Alex, you mentioned.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Again, Alex, I was trying to be like, you know what? Maybe he's not as bad as I remember. It's been a year. Maybe
it was just
like
the chat thing.
Right? Nope. He sucks. He sucks so bad. And he continues to suck. And he doesn't realize how bad he's sucking.
Yeah. I think Amanda really benefited from the break.
Oh, my God. Amanda. Okay. Amanda's here. This is my favorite iteration of Amanda. Who is this Amanda and where has she been this entire time? Because I love her.
I know. She was like dissing Josh in a funny way. He's like really sweaty and stuff like that.
And she was also like super self-aware. She's like, you know, in tonight's episode, I think she was talking about how, you know, in the past, being possessive of her was something that she liked because it meant that they were super into her. But now that's something that she is trying to avoid because it hasn't worked in the past. I'm like, yeah, go girl.
Right. Yeah.
You grow from this experience. Unlike Alex.
No.
Who still sucks.
He can't take a hint when it's like not even a hint when it's spelled like, out directly to him from
Alex,
Danielle.
I'm not into you.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I think she's still into me.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then he was playing that whole thing. I mean, I know I'm jumping ahead, but just like basically saying you sort of owe me as a friend to give me the rose,
oh,
which is just the worst thing.
Like, oh, Jesus Christ. There's so many reasons why Alex sucks. And, you know, if we were going to talk about every single one of them, this podcast would be 4 hours long and it's already 10:35 p.m. EST. So your girl got to go to bed soonish.
OK, so who else do you want to speak to that we haven't covered yet?
Okay, did we
first impression
Diggy's entrance?
Diggy and Vinny, oh, I feel like did not get an entrance.
Okay, because
Yeah, that was really weird. I was trying to like rewind and I couldn't find it. So if I couldn't find it and you didn't see it, I think that's really bad editing. It's like when the like they're just not even trying to hide it at this point. They're just like, oh, he's here now. Yes. But we did get to see their the intros. We always like those fun intros. Were there any that were your favorites? A lot of them played on things like Jasmine, we haven't talked about yet, choking the camera guy, things that they, Vinny kicking the lamp.
Vinny kicking the lamp was one of my favorite. I also loved Amanda running from the pizza.
Yeah.
That was so fucking
nightmares,
but I liked it.
Right.
Those were probably my two favorite. Some of the other ones.
Taylor had the emotional intelligence book.
I mean, yeah, but like when you saw her pop out from behind the book, she was like, like she was a little snotty.
She didn't sell it.
In my opinion. And then I'm trying to think of any other ones.
It seems like really, she's from the previews. She's going to like come out with new catchphrases like emotional piggy bank. So we can look forward to that.
Cool.
Because it seems like she and Derek.
Oh, yeah. Taylor's there. And Derek is there.
Derek. It's going to be one of those couples that's just
Derek was in the
background.
You guys remember me from crying in the limo. I'm like, no, I don't remember that.
No. It's a little. That's not. Okay. If we have to give advice to people going on Paradise and you know you're not well known, don't come in being like, you guys remember, I was the camel girl, I was the crying guy.
I'm not sure, like I remember her, but like just barely.
Well, and she changed her hair color too, so
yeah. Was she on next season?
She was blonde then, and I think maybe because he was so into brunettes, maybe she thought she should dye her hair brown. But I like the blonde look for her.
I think I like the blonde look too.
Yeah,
I find sometimes when you go from blonde to brown, like it gets like a bit of a greenish tint that I'm not always into.
Yes. So she kind of had, it seemed like she was hitting off with Iggy, but that's another one. If we want to dive into some of these couples, faux couples, that when she came back and she had to leave because.
Yeah, she had a really weird one.
A real life event.
She had to leave because her grandfather died, and that's very, very sad. And so she left. And so she was like, well, I might come back. I might not. Okay. And then so she ended up coming back after the break. So I think that's actually something that kind of benefited her almost.
Right. Right. She was just the one who was going to like freak out because she's not there with anybody yet. She's not like, she's on the bottom of the totem pole.
Okay. Lacey, you missed a single day. So like, I think we're going to be fine.
Right. I think she's one of those people that's like, she went to, it's like when someone in high school goes on a trip with their family and misses like something that happened in high school or something, like, oh my gosh, I missed
like
the scandal. I feel so left out. Like I didn't get to bond over the scandal with you guys. Yeah. And let's see, what's our first date? Was it Dean and Christina?
Yes.
Okay.
Very cute together.
Definitely. He kind of pulls her aside early on. You know, Raven, Danielle, and Christina all sort of had their eyes on him, and he pulled her aside and talked about their backgrounds a little bit, and she seemed very taken with him, and it was kind of seems like a very natural fit as a couple. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like them. I love Christina, so like she can basically do no wrong in my eyes. Dean. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, and the date just really seems set up like you guys will kiss now. There's going to be confetti and it's going to be like you're eating on the water. It was really kind of that dreamy date that they usually do with like one of their star couples. And yeah, they're an interesting one since they did, when they came back, said like he went to Kentucky with me. We did a road trip.
That was like mind blowing to me.
Right. So it's a little surprising that what we saw at the end of night two with Dean sort of distancing himself. So that's kind of what you're speaking to about his edit changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. And let's see what other like strong couples. We talked about Derek and Taylor. They stayed in touch over their break.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about Robbie and Raven?
Oh, yes. Robbie and Raven.
So Robbie came in a little bit after. And then did he get a date card or did she get a date?
I think he came in with a date card.
Okay.
That's what happens with the later arrivals usually.
Right. So then he takes Raven on a date and they have fun. And then there was just really, really great editing work here. We see Robbie talking to the boys. We see Raven talking to the gals. Robbie's like, yeah, it was so great. We made out, blah, blah. And Raven's just like, he's nice and all, but I just don't think I see anything with him. You know, I played a drinking game where every time he touched his hair, I took it to drink. And, you know, I'm pretty drunk now. I can't date him. He talked about how he's an influencer for 4 hours. If anyone brought up their Instagram page to you on the first date. Oh. How fast would you get out of there?
Oh my gosh. He's like that guy that Rachel was smart enough to eliminate night one, where he like came into Bachelorette, like, I'm going to be an influencer. That's my goal. Robbie is the reason for guys like that in the future. Mm-hmm. And she sees right through it, which is awesome. And then he had no clue, like Alex, could not take a hint. And that's one downside I feel like with the break. I just really wanted to see Robbie get blindsided at the rose ceremony because he was so confident, and now like he comes back and obviously if Raven ghosted him, he's gonna get the hint. So it seemed like she was kind of moving right towards Ben C after that. We also see Matt, penguin guy,
him
come in with a date card, I believe,
and he took Jasmine. Nay hit it off.
That was an interesting date. We haven't seen that one before.
Give me a Drake show.
It was fun.
Oh my god.
And you tweeted that you thought he looked better as a woman. I have to kind of agree.
They did a close up and I was like, oh no.
Maybe not in high def.
Yeah, not in high definition, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. What do you think of them as a couple?
It's very odd to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because Jasmine is so full of life and Matt is a piece of paper, I'm pretty sure. Well,
so she is in a little bit of a triangle with Saint Nick from JoJo's season. He came in with his sights set on Jasmine.
Apparently he exists.
Right. And they seem to click right away. And then she's just sort of like,
He was like too drunk the first night. Is that
right? I think that was the main issue. And I think, you know, some fresh meat showing up.
Jasmine's expecting a lot out of these guys right off the bat. And I think we all need to slow our roll.
Right. And she also said she was most interested in guys from Rachel's season because she's like, I know they're into someone who looks like me.
Yeah, I thought that was a very interesting point.
Right. When Nick is not from that season. But I think that might be, you know, don't rule him out because he was on a different season. Mm-hmm. He's saying he's into you. So
also, you could be like Lee could be there and we know what this is.
Luckily isn't shown up in the previews. So
I'm praying to the Lord above us.
Yes. Although I was pleasantly surprised to see Tickle Monster show up in the previews, just because I hadn't heard anything about that. So it looks like there'll be some fun arrivals later on. Let's see, who else haven't we talked about? again, night one, really Diggy did not get enough airtime at all. It was just sort of in the background. Same with Vinny.
It's truly never enough for us, though.
No, it's not. Let's see. What about anything to mention about Corinne from what we got to see of her?
I don't know. I'm just kind of sad at this whole thing, how it's ending up, because, God, she's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, definitely.
And, like, I'm sorry I'm being selfish and thinking about myself in this. And,
yeah. It was interesting they showed, like, Chris asking her, do you have a boyfriend? Like, that definitely went to made air otherwise. So some of that treatment was a little odd. And then, let's see, I'm trying to think if there's anything else on night one. Jack Stone just seemed like he was talking to a few different people. They'd, like, try to say, like, oh, he's interesting. But what I really like is Dean, you know, yeah. All the women.
And Wells.
Oh, Wells, the big announcement. Wells is replacing Jorge. They got to say goodbye to Jorge. I'm going to miss him. He's doing his own Jorge's Tourjes. That's a little bit of a mouthful. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Wells being the confidant? And do you believe that he's not going to be allowed to date anyone or doesn't want to?
I feel so good about it.
Okay.
You know I love Wells. Mm-hmm. So I don't care how they have to shoehorn him on here. Right. I'm fine with it. B, yeah, he's going to end up making out with someone.
Yeah, who's your prediction?
Oh, God.
We saw him chatting with Danielle, their friends.
I love that. Yeah, Christina. I love a Wells-Danielle kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe Wells and Diggy.
We'll make out.
Like, that would be the dream, right?
The dream. For us. Yeah, let's see. Speaking of dreams, we get to...
But didn't, like, Amanda and Wells have a thing in the off season?
Oh, they did. They were definitely rumored, like, their photos out.
Yeah.
We didn't really see them interacting, have we?
Well, I think Amanda was like, yeah, I wish Wells was an option because I like Wells.
Yeah, she did, didn't she?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wonder, yeah, there has to be some reason where he's like, and maybe it's just the pride of it or the clout, like, ooh, I'm going to be the bartender. I'm like my own, like I get to like be comic relief or
I don't really understand. Yeah.
Or a little bit more of a stipend, who knows, because to get him down there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a guaranteed paycheck.
Right. Yeah, I get to stay the whole time that way. Interesting. I wonder when the twist will show up that they're like, Wells, you get a date card. Just a matter of time.
I'd say in week four.
Right. then we end with, is it entrepreneur or entrepreneur?
It doesn't matter.
No, but to Taylor, it's everything.
That's just another case of like Taylor always wanting to be right.
Yeah, I think she should go in the Big Brother house and ask people how to spell things if she wants to.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that much. Entrepreneur. How do you say it?
I say entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, I'm with.
How does she want to say entrepreneur?
Entrepreneur.
Ner.
Ner.
Sorry, I like to enunciate all of my syllables.
Yeah, we stand with Alexis, who we haven't really talked. We talked about her accent.
We love her. So glad to see her.
She arrived, like, she had her own special entrance where she was coming out of the ocean side of things instead of having to talk to Chris Harrison. So that was fun. She's saying that her vagina is not dancing yet, though.
So. I mean, give it some time.
Okay, did you catch when Taylor and Derek were canoodling and she was sitting on his lap? She was like, are you dancing? And they were just sitting. What was she talking about?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
That's what I heard. So I'm like, is she talking about Alexis
too early in the season for erection talk?
I know. Especially with like Taylor's euphemisms.
Okay.
All right. People tweet me I hope I'm just hearing things, but that's what it was just like, so like terrible. It's almost as bad as Alex saying wifey to Amanda.
Ew, I hate people saying wifey like no matter what.
Right.
I hate it when people are only dating and they call each other wifey or hubby or huffy or I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And what was my next point? Especially when you guys have been like you've met her 3 days ago.
Yeah, that's not gonna win you points when you're like claiming her.
Ew, wifey.
Wifey. Ugh. Yeah, and I feel like it's worse when a guy says it.
If I ever start wearing a wifey tank top, just end it there for me. Something has gone horribly wrong.
It's gone wrong. Exactly. I agree. Same for me. Let's move on to night two, where we get a whole... I felt like it was a little bit smoke and mirrors at first, where it's like, hey, there's all these happy couples. Let's not think about why production was suspended yeah, for a while. Really. Let's just go to Evan and Carly.
We got 15 minutes of like throwback to old couples.
Like every vow of every couple that's been married on the show. But you tweeted that you were getting a little misty watching it. What brought out the reaction? Jade and Tanner?
I'm not a stone.
Yeah.
All of them. I was like, oh my God, I love. This is great.
That's so funny.
I was doing like the like dry sobs.
Right. Now, did you ever see, you didn't see Molly and Jason or Trista and Ryan's wedding?
I saw Trista and Ryan because I was in around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fell out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see Molly and Jason and I didn't see Ashley and JP.
Okay. Yeah. So if you had to rank Trista, Ryan, Sean, Catherine, Jade and Tanner, and Carly and Evan's weddings, what's the power rankings? We'll leave out the other ones you haven't seen.
Well, Molly and Jason had rain.
Yeah, that's not good.
So that's unfortunate. I would say JP and Ashley, they're gonna be number one.
Okay.
And I really love the aesthetic of Carly and Evan, so I'm gonna go them too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gonna go three, Catherine and Sean.
Okay.
Because that one just gets me every single time.
Mm.
And even though in the lead, like the 2 hour special leading up to the actual wedding, she said grown sexy 14 times and it made me want to never watch TV again. They get me every single time.
Yeah.
And then I love Jade and Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
And God, I forgot how cute they are. And
yeah.
Like I don't know what I love. Like, I really love that, like, Tanner's still shocked that he pegged such a hottie. In
right.
Jade.
Like, he's comparing himself to Evan.
Yeah. So I liked, you know, I like that. And then Molly and Jason. It's just, Molly and Jason had rain, and I just don't have a whole lot of emotional connection to that. So.
And Trista Ryan is, like, so dated.
Yeah. It's very dated.
It's so good. We get to see, kind of recapping, Carly, like, the whole thing with Kirk and
that really made me a little emotional too, because
that was horrible
for, but like Crystal's season was our first season of The Bachelor we covered.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really kind of interesting to just kind of follow, we've been following Carly's story for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of like, oh, I'm so happy she's like here, like this is what she wanted and she found her soulmate. Like that was really good too.
Definitely. And yeah, and she was, if I do the math right, I think she was technically pregnant, but might not have known it at the time. So
right.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy how, I don't know, I feel like stronger about these Bachelor in Paradise couples, the ones that lasted, of course, not like Lace and Grant. Exactly. Marcus and Lacey. Is there someone named Lacey on every season now? Is that like a requirement? I didn't know there were that many.
I hope Lacey's excited for her engagement because it works well
at least
for that
the time being.
Like, yeah, it just doesn't usually work out afterwards.
Right. What do you think of Lacey being like way into Daniel? I wasn't expecting that.
I mean, of course you don't expect it, but
right.
I'm like, okay, Daniel's cute and he's fun.
I mean, if you are someone like Lacey and you want to get cast, I think you need to pick someone like Daniel and put it down in your casting application. Like, I'm so into Daniel because you know they're going to want to bring him back and no one else is seeing him. So they're going to be like, ooh, Lacey likes Daniel. Let's try this. So that might be good gaming on her part. And I think I figured out who is in the preview in his like sex tape clip.
Who?
I think it's Lacey because I was like, who's this brunette? Yeah. So yeah, we get to see the wedding. I liked how they had like a little bit of their own personal twist. They had their own vows. They were surprised by the shaman. So.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Like, I feel like that's a nice little touch for that.
Yeah. Seems like with Jade and Tanner's wedding, they like got to do like their own, like it was like, you could tell it was Jade got to plan it. I feel like Evan and Carly, maybe because of the circumstances, this was when production was shut down, that maybe there wasn't as much shown as we would have seen otherwise.
Right.
Whereas like with like Molly and Jason's wedding or Sean and Catherine, it's a huge event and you see mm-hmm. everything leading up to it. I think Jade and Tanner's had a little more of that feel, even though it was a Bachelor in Paradise wedding. But I could just be like revisionist history, but it
also had like more of a pull than like Lacey and Marcus.
That's true. Theirs was kind of the like, hey, you guys get to invite the current cast of VIP, and mm-hmm. yeah, maybe the producers knew it was not going to last in the same way. But yeah, I thought it was really cute. Just what they said to each other, how they reacted to it. I loved when Evan was like, oh, I think she's gonna be the cutest little old lady. That's just so genuine. So very sweet. Gives us like the happy feels before we move back to welcoming everyone back.
Yeah.
But Chris welcomes everyone back. We kind of see the whole cast walking together on the beach arriving. And they really have like one of these Jeff Probst style chats. Like it's like when he's talking to the jury. And like, what is consent? What do you guys think? Yeah, I hated
this, but this felt like every RA meeting I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. Like, it was literally
like he's what is consent?
And
adult.
I, like, automatically was, like, a verbal yes and nothing else. And I was like, oh, my God, that is RA speak. That is so RA.
It was just, like, coming from the depths of you, just, like, muscle memory.
Yeah, really, like, I was like, that was like my automatic like spit up. I was like, oh shit. Never really leaves you guys.
Yeah.
Never really leaves you.
Yeah. So Chris kind of lays it out where this is the first time he really acknowledges some of what, you know, it was about, where he's just kind of breezing past it. He said an outside firm looked at everything that supposedly happened here. They sent people down to interview the cast and crew, including, you know, all the cast that was there. And that they found that there was no misconduct by the cast on the set, and that they trust the conclusion that was made by this independent source. And then a lot of the talk was kind of the cast getting pretty defensive about the perception that they're not in control or that they're manipulated. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're genuine friends. And I think it's just, like
a lot of it was like the media perception of things.
Right. And
how the media is driving this, and how the media is making this more than it is, and how the media is doing this.
Right.
Which is interesting. Yeah. I think they have a valid point there.
Right. And we talk a lot about producer manipulation, but we never say like they're totally mindless and that they have no control. But I think sometimes when they say like, we're friends with the producers, it's like, yeah, that's the point. They befriend you, you know, it can be genuine, but at the same time, that friendship is used to suggest things and maybe make you do things that you wouldn't otherwise do. I don't think I'm saying to the extreme part of like, you know, what allegedly happened. But just they were very, you know, defensive of like, of course, themselves, and like, mm-hmm. hey, I take a drink when I want to take a drink. No one's making us do anything. Taylor talked about she's never had a drink, never been asked to have a drink by anyone. I felt Taylor was a little bit on a high horse. Like, you know, she has the history with Corinne.
When is she not, Amy? When is she not?
But it was like, she came in with like, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this. And it's like, didn't trust her full intentions there, and that she was completely on Corinne's side at all. But overall, it didn't seem like there was like anyone taking sides, but they were defending DeMario. And just I liked what Diggy said about, you know, even though they found that there was no wrongdoing, he has to, because of the perception, because this is on his,
he has
like,
to deal with
Google
this for
record.
His entire life.
Right.
And, you know, and I liked his point where it was, which is something we didn't mention in our episode when we did it, mm-hmm. Was that it was a black man and a white woman. And oftentimes that perception has certain connotations. And what Raven was saying about like, oh, you know, like that kind of couple's fine now. Like, I don't really think like that was what,
right.
Like the point was, I think it's more like there's been lots of instances where, like, if a white woman is, like, raped, she, like, blames a black man, or, you know what I mean? Something like, there's just, like, lots of instances of those kinds of things happening. And, you know, that's something
wrongful accusations.
So, you know, just that situation has a connotation. And that's not something we talked about. I'm sorry. That's not something that even came to my mind. Like, that is something that should come to my mind. And that's kind of like living in the Haley bubble, like, you know, and I'm happy that the show will, or like Diggy will bring that up, and, you know, and I'm, what Diggy was saying is just was like, yes, what he's saying is great. And this is why we love Diggy, because he just said it in such a respectful way, but so eloquently that really got the point across and really got the message across to kind of like everyone there.
Definitely. He was helping Chris Harrison do his job by like, what Diggy said.
Chris Harrison, let me give a little tip to you. If you are saying, do you think this has a race thing? Raven, what do you think? Yeah. Maybe don't go to a white person first.
Right.
Maybe, just maybe. Yeah. Just, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job, but like, perhaps maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
You can go to Raven second.
Yeah, go around the room, but yeah, maybe start with. So funny. Then, you know, like we've talked about earlier, they didn't hide that there was time off and that they were in contact in the time off. So then we kind of have the guys and girls in separate areas doing like the round table chat of like, ooh, so where are you guys at? And
this was so awkward.
Yeah, very middle school. Reminded me of Greece with, I was like, are they going to start singing? I tweeted Summer Nights pretty soon here. Like,
yeah,
summer,
it love seemed it. Like that.
Yeah. So, but it was at least helpful combined with their like in the moment interviews to catch us up to speed. So we talked about Dean and Christina, Derek and Taylor, and then Raven ghosting the guys. And then we get to see kind of the fallout of like, okay, we thought it, you know, before we left on night one, they were saying Amanda was going to give a rose to Alex. And I think both you and I had question marks over our head about that. She came to our senses in the 2 weeks, came back. We don't know quite where it's going, but it's like, she's hanging out with like literally every other guy besides him and he's not getting the hint.
And even like when he came over and been like, can I steal you for a minute? She was like, oh, like,
could not have rolled her eyes more. I know. Apparently he's going to use his charm and impress her. And just like, that didn't work for JoJo. Didn't work for Andy. I mean, there's a couple other women here that aren't, you know, like feeling anything with anybody. I think his move should have been to redirect.
Go to Lacey, form an alliance.
Exactly. Yeah, so I think he's definitely not getting a rose next time, but
oh no, I'm so sad about that scenario.
Yeah, and I don't think he was really clicking with any of the guys there because no one was from his season that I can tell. Well, Saint Nick, I suppose. JoJo's season, I can't remember that far.
It was so long ago.
It was, I guess, Wells too.
I don't know why I just associated him as a Caitlyn guy.
Wait, Saint? Yeah. No, he wasn't. Yeah. Maybe because we associate him with Jared because of the Ashley I connection.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Where do we think Vinny? I think somebody mentioned Danielle is giving. Oh, Jasmine told Matt Danielle is giving her rose to Vinny as of now. So it seems like Vinny is just kind of the like, hey, we like you to be here. And it seems like Nick is kind of getting
to give him the opportunity to find love.
Like the twins with Nick. Yeah. And then we see Raven actually talking to Saint Nick, kind of saying the same thing. Like, I want you to stay, which we would never have predicted. Ben Z is nowhere to be found, which I don't understand. So
none of this makes sense to me.
No. And we
never thought does.
Lacey and Iggy had something.
And then Lacey comes back and is like, yeah, he's of shit.
Yeah, he just wants to hang out with the bros.
Girl.
And then she said Diggy wasn't romantic, so I don't know if she's just not romantically attracted to him or didn't think he was romantic. And then she's like, Jack Stone's just weird. I don't know what he's...
True.
He doesn't like me. So at least she's, like, aware. So we just don't know where she'll be going. And then Matt and Jasmine.
We need
that.
Like, we need those types of
wild card
people every week. Yeah.
Right. We need the person freaking out because their guy that they want there isn't there yet. What about the Matt and Jasmine dynamic? Because it's definitely changed. Matt is kind of, I don't know if he just like went away and is like,
maybe he was just like, I really just want to go to sleep and be alone for 8 seconds.
Maybe.
Sometimes I want to be alone for 8 seconds too.
Yeah.
I've been there.
For sure.
I want to be alone sometimes.
Yeah. I love how she's just like, well, you would never do that. I trust you. You're a nice guy. So you would never like even accept a date card. But if you get one, here's what you should say. And yeah, I'll just choke them out.
All right, let's roll back a little bit.
Yeah. So I think Jasmine could be not benefiting from the time. You know, maybe she was a little clingy in the time off or just feeling a little too confident about it. The time off has caused some tension for Dean and Christina, and she starts kind of needling him about that.
But like, I feel like I don't even feel like she was being like annoying about it.
No,
I have been in this situation with Christina where it's just kind of like, okay, can you give me something? Just like talk to me. Just like tell me anything.
Mm-hmm.
Make it like seem like you're interested in being near me.
Yeah, he wasn't really being himself, and obviously they spent so much time together, and presumably it went well, but then she's picking up on a different vibe now that he's back. So that'll be interesting to watch. I hope it's not like too much heartbreak for any of these people that we really like, but it's looking like he's going to kind of be the Ben Higgins in love with two people or attracted to two people at least. And that's definitely not going to go well with Christina. He did say he's been sort of telling her, you know, you should accept date cards from other people, which is sort of the nice guy way of being like, hey, I might be taking a date from somebody else. So I think that'll be big drama. Other than that, let's see. Anything else to touch on from...
I don't think so. I think we've got most of it. It's just hard because there's no
rose
ceremony.
Yeah, so...
I think Paul Bohr just tweeted us like 4 hours, no rose ceremony. Typical,
exactly. Yep. Yeah, what should we expect?
A shit show every single week,
every time. Who are you predicting? So let's see. I think it was 12 girls, 8 guys. Is that the number? Four guys are gonna leave. Who do you think is?
Ooh, it might be 11 girls,
8,
7 guys now.
Okay, but yeah.
But still,
was it 4 that are leaving? I think.
Yeah.
Okay, who are your predictions?
Okay, so I think Alex is leaving. I think Diggy's actually going to stay. It kind of seemed like he was in a couple previews. Like, I think he's going to stop for preview.
Yeah.
God, who else? Iggy doesn't look like he's there for the long haul.
No, if he doesn't have Lacey, there's no one else was really talking to him that we saw. No.
Nick, maybe? Or do we see him kind of around?
Nick... Yeah, I think he could be leaving. We saw him talking to Raven, but I just feel like Raven's going to go with someone that's a little more well-known. Benzie? Could it be?
Maybe.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, we'd be so sad.
That would. You know, Tickle's coming. Anyone else in the previews that you're excited about? Daniel, the twins.
Yeah, the twins. Daniel should be fun. I mix up Sarah and D'Lo all the time. Adam,
yes.
Do I need Adam? And who is he even making out with?
Sarah.
Oh, right.
That I can tell. I mean, I do think the new arrivals kind of need to stick together. That's probably a good strategy. So if they pair up, and it looked like they're pairing up Dean and D'Lo might be the other one.
Yeah.
Who he's into.
God, she's so boring though.
I know. Christina's so much more dynamic. I hope the conflict isn't that like he came back and people are like, you should be a bachelor. Like he's got the Nick bio coming back. Like that's he's going to pull a, like what? Who is Nick?
Yeah,
with?
It's weird because like he was, I don't know if he had even like bloomed yet.
Right. Maybe he didn't film. Get a taste of his own hype. And then maybe people were like stalking him in Kentucky and Chicago. And he's like, wait a minute. Am I a thing? Oh, man.
Interesting.
Yes. Well, two of the guys, random, but one of our listeners tweeted us that Vinny and Daniel were on Million Dollar Matchmaker. And I was like, at my parents' house on a weekend being like, well, I have nothing better to do at this hour. Let's see if I can get WeTV on their internet. And so I did watch that. Apparently Vinny is according to Patty Stanger, he's a cliff diver. That means he falls in love too fast, like with Izzy last season.
Oh, that's who it was. I was trying to remember and I couldn't remember her face.
Yeah. And then
now it's coming back.
Daniel is a narcissist. And so she kind of really gave it to him. But they claimed that, you know, spoiler alert, if you fast forward two seconds. Yeah. But they both picked a woman at the end, each of them. And, you know, of course, they always say like they're going on dates and they're, you know, seeing where it goes, but they don't actually commit to anything. And I have no idea when it was filmed. Mm-hmm. So it could have been before this one filmed. But so that's kind of interesting. Just some of the Bachelor rejects that get to like be on other shows. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think we've got some great questions that we can get to. So we'll be right back after this break. All right, Haley, we have some questions from Facebook and from the patrons.
Let's get to it.
Stephanie Sebo McEwen, what's worse, Robbie's hair or his guyliner? Also, Robbie's hair or Kate Gosselin's iconic hairdo?
You know, I thought I was like losing my mind when I was like, is Robbie wearing eyeliner? But apparently I'm not the only one who saw that.
Okay,
so,
I didn't pick up on that. I was distracted by the hair swoop.
I being into guyliner phase in ninth grade, like we all did.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's about when it hits. Good to know that never changes.
Yeah, it just doesn't really fit with his aesthetic.
No.
And you're right, his hair is not that great.
No, and the girls were not into it either. It's not like, but he was definitely into it. And the other guys were apparently impressed.
Yeah.
They were calling him Ken doll.
Okay.
Yeah. Brittany Larson Roberts. How would you feel if your wedding was on this episode with all the BIP scandal drama?
Honestly, if I was at a point where my wedding was on this anyway, I think I'd be reevaluating some things.
Right. Yeah, we were wondering because we got word like, oh, their wedding's on June 17th. What's going to happen? And we thought they wouldn't even do it, or that maybe they'd film it for kind of its own special. So luckily, it seemed like they didn't bring any of that drama to their ceremony. You know, maybe Chris was a little distracted. It was very fast. He was just like, and then the vows and then this. But they were able, you know, maybe they were excited about it. Maybe they thought, hey, we're going to get our own special, or we're going to get to have a private ceremony and it's all paid for. So, but yeah, the fact that I was kind of thinking that they'd maybe have a 2 hour last night and a 1 hour tonight just on the wedding. And it was kind of just packaged in, but at least it was really compartmentalized. Alex Conway, Ding Mary Kill costume edition, dolphin in quotes, penguin and Santa's beard.
Okay, Mary Dolphin, Ding Penguin, Kill Santa's beard.
Yeah, I have to agree with Matt here that the beard, he didn't go full-fledged, so it's kind of weak. Kyle Picard, what kind of date would be in your wheelhouse?
Eating food. Drinking frozen alcohol.
Did you like Christina's opener, just eating a cheeseburger?
Yeah, except, yeah, that would be mine, probably. I like city dates. Mm-hmm. I like anything where I don't have to be adventurous or do awkward things like kiss people for half an hour.
Ooh, like that clip of Evan and Carly with a spit.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, so that's me. That's me.
Baseball too.
Baseball.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Randy Canupo, why is Iggy there?
Great question, Randy. I wish I knew.
Yeah. J Jody Hartung. Does Wells have actual bartending experience, or does nobody actually care about their drink quality?
I mean, after the second drink, do you really care about your drink quality anyway? No.
Right.
I'm just happy Wells is there. I love Wells.
I thought he did, but then I remembered, no, his profession was a DJ, right?
Yeah.
But
maybe he has, maybe like he bartended in university or something. Maybe. That sounds like something to do.
Yeah. Phil Torres, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sad are we Chad is in the BBUK house instead of roasting Robbie's stupid haircut on Twitter?
I mean, I'm glad he's not in the Bachelor in Paradise house. Mm-hmm. Maybe one or two tweets, but, you know, some of his tweets kind of fall into not Haley's not a fan category.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything about how he's doing on there or
yeah, reaction. I haven't either.
Yeah, so if you're watching both shows, let us know. Kirsten McInnes, why do they insist on pretending Robbie has good hair?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, they like to try and convince us of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't believe.
No. I mean, he's an influencer. He's trying to influence us that it's good hair. And it's, you know, he believes it. And so maybe he's misted the producers as well. Dave Bacher, would you allow Chris Harrison to perform your wedding?
Yes. During the ceremony, I was thinking, like, ooh, I'd really love if Chris Harrison was
really
there. Yeah, I was really so I was really into it at that point.
Oh, that's awesome. I have to say no. I think I have just too many deep-seated feelings about I'm just sick of him after watching 20 seasons of this.
Maybe my thing is, like, we've barely seen him the last couple seasons, so I
think quality time.
Yeah.
Maggie Gibbons, out of the cast so far, who has surprised you the most in terms of how they're being shown on VIP and how they are shown on Bachelor/Bachelorette?
You know, I think everyone has a pretty similar edit to how what they're getting on their original season, except like maybe Lacey, who we didn't see at all. Mm-hmm. So anything would be an improvement for her. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Alex's is pretty in line with his. Iggy's is in line. Christina's is in line. Raven's is. Like, I feel like everyone's kind of representing what they were, you know?
Yeah, I think maybe Taylor's dialed it back a little bit. And Derek, we didn't see that much of either. Mm-hmm. But they're a little bit bland. yeah, anyone else? Maybe Matt, just because we didn't really see him at all. And it was just like, oh, he's just like Rachel. Rachel said he's just like me. So nice. And then now it just seems like he's kind of like, you know, maybe going to hurt Jasmine or lead her on or something. So
yeah,
maybe he's away from his nice guy image. Jody Hartung, is Zach still mad that Carly missed his wedding for Paradise, that he didn't show up at her wedding?
I did notice that. Wow. I wondered that.
That is
LOL'd.
That's funny. Kirsten McInnes, on a scale of 1 to 10, how uncomfy did this group chat with the cast make you feel?
I'd say at least a 7.5.
Yeah, some uncomfy moments. Alex Wilpon, who do you wish had said that they didn't want to be there when Chris asked them? My votes are Robbie and Alex.
Yeah, I agree with those two picks.
That would have been so funny if one of them's like, yeah, I just flew all this way.
Yeah, I flew all the way back, and now I flew all the way back again.
Right. Especially Robbie, who had like the douchiest like tweets during that time. So.
Oh, God, he's the worst.
And it's funny because I think a lot of some of their feelings can just be from like, how they presented themselves. Like, that's what they're saying about Alex. Like, he said some things. He said these insulting things. So it's kind of interesting. Krista Danielle, true or false? This franchise doesn't deserve Raven. P.S. It's true.
I know. Like I said before, I forgot how much I like her. And then I'm really glad she's back on my screen.
Yeah. Kirsten McInnes, are we sure Alex is a former child?
No, he is a current child.
Alex Wilpon, it's interesting that Derek was dating Olivia Caridi for a while before Paradise. Rumors are that he broke up with her because he didn't want to date anyone from the Bachelor world. Whoopsie.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's not a good look. So she was one that we thought for sure would be on a Paradise iteration and mm-hmm. hasn't showed up. So yeah, we haven't heard anything mentioned about that, but that is interesting. All right, Haley, any other news to discuss? about?
I don't think so. I don't think I have anything else tonight.
Okay. Well, we're changing things up next week. I have a conflict next week, but we have a great fill-in who will be podcasting with Haley. And if you're subscribed to Wrap Ups or have been subscribed to the new show there, the Taryn Show with Taryn Armstrong, you've heard from him recently. Jordan Parhar will be back. We've missed him.
We have missed him a lot.
And I'm sad that I'm going to miss him next week, but yeah, I'm excited to listen.
I guess. No, I'm just kidding. I'm really excited to have him back. It's been a while. I was really hoping we'd be his, like, triumphant return.
Right.
To at least he's keeping salty, but yeah. I'm pretty salty. So.
Yes. Yeah, I think we just missed that. Like, we knew about his schedule. He had some exams going on at school, and we just missed that, like, 1 week. We could have got
I know Taryn's not listening to this, so I'll slide into his DMs with a little hate. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So he did a great show on there with Taryn, and yeah, he'll be back to discuss the VIP.
Yeah, so if you want to listen to him talk to not us, well, I guess you can go there.
You can. And if you subscribe to Wrap Ups, then you'll get all the shows, and there's always great content there. And we'll be planning to otherwise record these hopefully Tuesday nights and get them out for you Wednesday. It's a slog, but we do it for all of you. Two nights of our week, 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it looks like that schedule is sticking throughout the season, right? So,
yeah,
that's
we used to be able to get away with it because they do 2 hours on Monday, mm-hmm. and then they do an hour on Tuesday, and then they do the after show right after that.
Yeah, we could skip the after show.
Yeah, so we'd skip the after show, and then Alex Wilpon would just like live tweet me what was going on during it. So then we would know. That's how we found out my tweet was on TV that one time.
Yeah. Oh, it was exciting. Yeah, but now they just decided to fill that hour, and we've got to cover it. And yeah, so sometimes it can be challenging for our schedules, but we'll always be sure to get a great fill-in host. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. So thank you to Jordan, and thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye!
Bye!